Tonight, and would care to read with us, we'll be reading from the book of John tonight, chapter 8, John chapter 8, and I'll just read verse 12, John chapter 8, reading verse 12. Then spake Jesus again unto them, saying, I am the light of the world. He that followeth me shall not walk in darkness, but shall have the light of life. Aren't you glad to know tonight that He is the light that does not fail? And I want to talk tonight for a few moments about the light that does not fail. And I tell you, we've had songs tonight about His goodness, His mercy. And I tell you about heaven tonight, and how good He's been. But aren't you glad that He is the light that does not fail us? There's a lot of things in this world and a lot of people in this world that may fail you and I. But I want you to know tonight that Jesus will never fail us. Why? Because He said, I am the light of the world. When I think of this passage of Scripture, Jesus come from the Mount of Olives and entered the temple, and the scribes and the Pharisees, they brought a woman caught in the very act of adultery, and they asked Jesus, you know, that Moses said in the law that she ought to be stoned, but what do you say about it, to tempt Him, you know? But Jesus stooped down and wrote on the ground. Then He got up. Believe it or not, He stooped down one more time and wrote again on the ground. And when He raised up, they'd all left. Amen. They'd all gone. And Jesus said to the woman, where is thine accusers? She said, no man accuses me. But Jesus said, neither do I condemn thee. Go and sin no more. Aren't you glad to know tonight that He is a God that will take our sin and He will cast them as far as the east is from the west? And it does not matter about your past, believe it or not. I'm glad that He takes that past and He covers it with His precious blood. Amen. And I'm glad that the past is forgotten. What sins are you talking about? He said, I don't remember them anymore. But aren't you glad to know tonight that He is that light that does not fail? And I'm so glad for Him tonight, aren't you? In Isaiah chapter 9 and verse 2, the people that walked in darkness have seen a great light. And they that dwell in the land of the shadow of death, upon them has the light shined. In John chapter 1, and beginning at verse 1, in the beginning was God, and the Word was with God, and the same was with God. In the beginning was all things made, and without Him was not anything made that was made. In Him was life, and the light was the light of the men. And the light shined in darkness, and the darkness comprehended it not. Aren't you glad tonight that He is that true light that came into the world to light every man, woman, boy, and girl? I'm so glad tonight for that light. I know tonight that He is the one that is able to show light on the dark paths of our life. The psalmist said in the 27th Psalm, the Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? When my enemies and my foes would come upon me to eat up my flesh, they stumble and fail. Though a host would encamp round about me, why should I fear? One thing have I desired of the Lord, and that will I seek after, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, and to behold the beauty of the Lord, and to inquire in His temple. For in the time of trouble He shall hide me in His pavilion. In the secret of His tabernacle shall He hide me. He shall set me upon a rock. And I'm glad tonight that I'm on the rock, and the rock is Jesus. And the storms can come, and the winds can blow, and rock this ship of mine, but the reason my ship will never sink, and today it stands afloat. My pilot is this blessed book, and Jesus pilots my boat. Oh, I'm glad tonight for the light that does not fail. When I think of the light that does not fail, I think of this little lady that had an issue of blood for 12 long years, and she spent all that she had on many physicians, but she got steadily worse. But she heard about this light, which was Jesus. And she said, if I could just get to Him, I believe that He could do something for me. So one day, she pressed her way through the crowd and got close enough that she could but touch the hem of His garment. And immediately, the issue of blood dried up. And she knew within herself that she had been healed. Jesus cried out and said, somebody touched me. And the disciples, even sarcastically, they said, Master, all of this throng around you, how do you know that somebody has touched you? Jesus said, I perceive that the virtue has gone out, or the power has left me. And He turned Himself about, and there was that little lady kneeling at His feet. And He said unto her, daughter, I say unto thee, arise. Thy faith hath made thee whole. Oh, aren't you glad tonight that He's the light that does not fail? Then I think of the light that does not fail when He told Abraham, said, I want you to take your only son and I want you to offer him up as a sacrifice. They got the wood and the fire. They got everything in order. And they went on their journey. And they got to the place, and He said to His servants there, He said, now you stay here, boys. My son and I, we're going to go worship, and then we'll come again. And He gave Isaac the wood to carry up the mountain. And as they were going, He said unto him, Father, I want you to know we've got the wood and we've got the farm, but where is the sacrifice? And Abraham said, my son, my God will provide Himself a lamb for a sacrifice. Oh, I'm talking about a God that does not fail. He got up on the mountain and they built the altar, and He laid Isaac on the altar, and He took out His knife to slay. And an angel spoke out of heaven and said, stay thy hand, turn around and get that ram out of the bush and offer him up as a sacrifice. I'm talking about tonight a God that does not fail. I'm glad for a light that does not fail. Oh, aren't you glad to know tonight? He said, I am the light of the world. He that followeth me shall not walk in darkness. Oh, I'm glad for that tonight. It was on the Sea of Galilee. Jesus was in the physical body. And He went into one of the little ships and went somewhere below top deck to get Him a little rest. And while He was down there resting, a storm came howling across the Galilee, and the mariners or the disciples were afraid. Somebody went down to arouse Jesus. The waves were churning, and the water was coming into the little vessel. And Jesus said unto them, O ye of little faith, when they said, Master, cares not that we perish. He said, oh, thee of little faith. And He got up and He come up on top deck. I like this part. He come up on top deck and He looked out over that water, and the waves were turning and the wind was blowing. And He said, settle down out there, waves. Calm it, winds. And the wind ceased to blow and the waves were no longer turning. Why? Because the Master had spoken. I see Jesus when sin was raging in my life, and He came and spoke peace to my soul, and there was a great calm. I say, glory to God. I'm glad tonight for a light that does not fail. Oh, you ask me why I'm happy. I'll just tell you why. Because my sins are gone And when I meet the scoffers who ask me where they are, I say, my sins are gone. They're underneath the blood on the cross of Calvary, as far removed as darkness is from dawn. In the sea of God's forgetfulness, that's good enough for me. Praise God, my sins are gone. Oh, I'm glad this thing is real tonight. When the truth came close and searching, all my joys would disappear. For I did not have the witness of the Spirit bright and clear. Then at last, by faith, I touched Thee. And like sparks from smitten steel, just so quick salvation reached me, Brian. Oh, bless God. I know it's real. I know that it's real tonight. Praise God, the doubts are settled. And I know it's real. Oh, I guess we ought to get a little happy down here. Thinking about being happy over there. Oh, I tell you, I'm glad for the light that does not fail. Oh, aren't you glad that He's a God that's right there by our side? Oh, I recall Calvary a few years ago when I was going into surgery. Somebody said, "Was you afraid?" I never give it a thought. I never give it a thought. Why? Because I knew that I was serving a God that would not fail. Not only that, but I knew around the state of Ohio, folks were praying, amen, that this light would not fail. And I'm glad, Calvary, that light never failed. Hallelujah. And I'm glad that I'm still here tonight. Why? Because I trust that light that will not fail us. Oh, aren't you glad to... Well, bless the Lord. I tell you, every now and then, I get excited about the light that will not fail you. No wonder David said, "The Lord is my shepherd, and I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures, and He just leads me beside the still waters. And He restores my soul. He leads me in the paths of righteousness for His name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley and the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for Thou art with me. Thy rod and Thy staff, they cover me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies, and Thou anointest my head with oil, and my cup runs over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever." Why? Because He's the light that does not fail. I believe that we need to get excited about this thing. I get excited about it, and I get sick and tired of going into dead revivals. Come on, nod your head. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Dead is the one they represent. Praise the Lord. Well, hallelujah. But aren't you glad tonight that we serve a God that does not fail? Praise the Lord, one that is still on the throne and still blesses His people. Praise the Lord, I'm glad tonight for old-fashioned services. Now, I'm going to say this tonight, and I want you to remember it. Keep this spirit here at Rubyville. Stay old-fashioned. If everybody in the country wants to go modern, you stay old-fashioned. And if you stay old-fashioned, the Lord will continue to bless you. I get in a lot of churches that they're not blessed, and they wonder why. They're not going to be blessed. You know why? Because they don't want to be. They've gone modern. They don't trust the light that does not fail anymore. But it's amazing. Believe it or not, I don't get any calls to those places. But they don't know. I'm still preaching. Amen. Praise the Lord. Aren't you glad for that? Praise the Lord. I was in a revival week before last. Believe it or not. And it's amazing. I made the statement. I said, folks, leave the church. Somebody don't like me. I'm not going back. Shame on you. Somebody there don't love me. Well, I made this statement. They thought it was very good. They're using that now. I said, you know, I'm a fellow like this. I don't worry about the folks that don't love me. I said, I just hang around with those that do. Amen. Yeah. And forget about those that don't. Praise the Lord. And I've made it thus far. Praise the Lord. But aren't you glad for the light that does not fail? Praise the Lord. I'm glad that this light that I'm talking about tonight, He's able to reach down into the gutter of sin and lift a lost soul out and make them a candidate for heaven. Praise the Lord. I've seen drug addicts change. Amen. Praise the Lord. I saw in 1996 a drug addict came into camp meeting and he was a druggie and believe it or not, he went out a child of God. And I was talking to him a few weeks ago and he's never had a withdrawal. Amen. Why? Because he got a hold of a God that does not fail. Praise the Lord. Well, hallelujah. I'm glad tonight that that's the same God that I'm in tune with. Hallelujah. One that is able to take you and I and help us through this life. I tell you, I thank Him for the valley as I walk through the day. The darker the valley, the more Charlie learns to pray. Why, I found it was a lily a-blooming in the field, so I thank Him for the valley I walk through the day. Every time I go through the valley, I'm led to believe there's a mountaintop somewhere. And every now and then, He just takes me to the mountaintop and lets me view over into the promised land. And again, I feel like traveling on. Oh, I guess we ought to get a little happy down here. Thinking about being happy over there. Oh, won't it be wonderful there? Having no burdens to bear. Joyously singing with heart bells ringing. Won't it be wonderful there? I tell you, I'm glad this evening for old times. Heartfelt salvation. I'm glad for people that love the Lord. Amen. Praise the Lord. And I tell you, I know that you folks love the Lord here at Rubyville because you have not changed in 31 years that I've known you. And I like that. Praise the Lord. And aren't you glad tonight that God just continues to bless you? Amen. He just continues to bless you. And I tell you, the devil, he's upset about this church. He really is. You say, well, I didn't know that. Yes, he is. He's upset about it. Amen. Praise the Lord. And I tell you, I served notice on him a long time ago. I said, if you want to go see a good Spirit-filled church, I said, you ought to go down to Rubyville. He said, I've been there.